Blog Talk Radio.
This is Dr. Bessie sitting at the round table with mothers and daughters around the world. And I said good morning, but it is good afternoon. You know, I'm so used to doing it in the morning. We are making some adjustments to our show. It's exciting. I mean, it's like a juggling act, but we are going at it full force because, you know, God tells you to be ready. And that's what happens. Sometimes we're not ready. We want things and we're like, God, please, you know, give it to me, give it to me. And then when he gives it to you, you're not ready. So, you know, I thought I was ready, but, you know, hey, I'm just going to do what God tells me to do. We've been doing this for 14 years, going on 15 years, and it's a normal thing for us to do it every Saturday morning. So wherever you are around the world, we say welcome to the Mother and Daughter Roundtables. I have with me, I would like to introduce my co-hosts. We have Cynthia Oliver and Deborah Tyler, who's been with me. I can't even tell you how many years now that each one of them have been on the show with me. So what we're going to do today, we're going to discuss a topic. And that topic is going to be related to the question that I'm most known for when I meet any woman. I will say to them, how is your mother and daughter relationship? You know, when they start talking and I can feel there's some concerns, they have some issues that they're dealing with, the first thing that comes to my mind is the question, how is your mother and daughter relationship? Because when a mother and daughter don't get along, they have a problem getting along with other women. And then that spills over into their children, over into the males that's in their lives. And they don't realize until you clear up what's going on in your mother and daughter relationship, it's going to be hard for you to relate to other women. So with that being said, I just want you to know we are here and we have not your answers, but we do have help. I'll tell you that. We have help that will help you look at your relationship differently and see what God has to say about it. Because you know you have the answer. We are here just to help you find those answers and how to figure those out as I navigate through this radio thing here. That's what I'm looking for. Here we go to the switchboard. And it's different and it's interesting. So I am so excited. We have a new station. We are on Haven 101. 0.5 out of Charleston, South Carolina. Hello there, Charlestonians. We are here, here, here. And I am a girl that's pretty close to your home. I was raised right there in Lake City, South Carolina, right up the street from you. So it is an honor and a pleasure to be able to air in the neck of my woods. I'm a country girl, so I can relate to you, and we know what it's like when I say certain things, and certain things I'm going to say that you understand that some people may not understand because we have our own language. But in the meantime, let me introduce you to my co-host. We have Cynthia Oliver. Hello, Cynthia. Let me just don't put a time on it. Hi, Cynthia. How are you?
I'm good, Dr. Fletcher. How are you?
I'm good. I tell you, so used to us being on in the mornings, you know, it's just hard to keep 15 years. It's just ingrained into my brain, but we're working on it.
Awesome.
Let's get Deborah on. Hi, Deborah.
Good morning. Good afternoon, everybody.
Yeah, we have Deborah Tyler with us. We have been together for a while and doing this song and dance for the Lord, talking to mothers and daughters around the world. And now God has extended our reach and given us another platform to be on. And so we're excited about that. We are going to talk about today, how's your mother-daughter relationship? But before we do that, Cynthia, can you do the prayer for us, please?
Absolutely. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you thanking you for this is the day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Father God, for your goodness and your mercy and an opportunity to bring the word that somebody and somebody's lives, relationships will be changed. And with that, Father God, we say thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Yeah. So are you ladies excited?
I'm excited. I am excited. Absolutely.
Excitement. I don't know if I'm excited, but let's make this happen.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, you should be excited. You know, anytime God give us a blessing, we should be excited about it because it's something you didn't have yesterday or the day before. And when God come with a blessing, I'm excited. I am so excited because I knew he's been telling us for years. He was coming. He's telling us to wait on him. This was coming. So when it shows up, you're supposed to be excited. You're supposed to be shouting and praising God. So that's where I am right now. So anyway, with that, let's go. We have a caller on, and we are going to caller, if you could just click one. And Deborah and Cynthia, I'll come back and pick you all up in a few minutes.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Good morning.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. How are you doing today?
Thank you, man. I'm doing fine. I tell you, good afternoon. I'm going to try not to skip this thing. It's going to take me a couple shows not to put a time stamp on it or a time, but it's good afternoon somewhere and it's good morning somewhere else as we filter through the internet. So how are you doing?
I'm doing well today, and yourself?
I'm doing great.
Thank you so much for having us on.
Oh, man. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. What I'm excited about is the fact that you have a question for us about your mother and daughter relationship. And my question is, how is your mother and daughter relationship? Because regardless of what the question is, I can imagine there are thousands and thousands of mothers and daughters around the world that can relate to the question that you're going to ask. And then we're going to be able to shed some light on that. Maybe not give them everything they need because, you know, it's hard to do counseling or anything within our time frame. But we want to touch on it enough and that we can lead them in the right direction, and then they can reach out to us for additional help. So what is your question today, Van? I'm sorry, we have Van out of Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Van.
Well, my question would be and continues to be how to navigate a mother-daughter relationship when to a certain degree it has become a one-sided situation, and how do we figure out how to get on to the other side. I have a general idea, but I would love to hear what it is that you would suggest to me for that.
Okay, I need a little bit more details. What is the specific of this question?
Well, my question, I'm a mother that I have two daughters, and with both of my daughters, our relationship is sort of an on and off. I'm going to say that. It's more of an on-off relationship. And how do we continue to navigate through that to get the outcome that we're wanting or seeking as a
mm-hmm.
mother?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, there's a lot of pieces to that, and that we could go deep in several different ways. But the general idea is that you have a broken relationship with your daughters, and that's not what you want. Am I correct?
Yeah, that is correct.
Okay, so now you're looking for, I need help to figure out how I can reconnect with my daughters. And, of course, you know, when I talk to mothers, I tell them, you can only do what you can do. But there's one thing that we can do that nobody can stop. We can pray and we can depend on God and let God fix it. But in the meantime, your heart is still hurting. Your heart is still seeking and reaching out to connect to the humans that you brought into the earth. There's never a disconnect to a mother and that human that God sent through her. No matter what we say, or it doesn't matter, we can just forget about it. You know, it'll be what it is. I'm fine. A lot of times people say, I'm fine. But they're not fine because it affects you. And I can only imagine, Van, during the day, you are constantly going back and forth. Where's my children? How they doing? How's my grandchildren? So mm-hmm. how do you navigate through that? The only thing that you can do is you've got to get together. And you've got to have an honest conversation. Everybody's got to come together. See, when you're separated, you in one state, your daughter in another state, and the other one is out of the country, you know, when you have these variables, it makes it hard to bring everybody together because this is not a situation that you can do on Zoom or over the phone. This is a heart matter, and it's going to take bringing all of the energy into one room. All of your daughters and your granddaughters need to be in one room. And then all the others, the men in your life, your grandson, your son, needs to be somewhere in that environment because it's going to take everybody to make this thing work. The men will come in line once the mother and daughter come in line. So now the best way that you can do it is some way, somehow, we got to pull everybody in that same room. It's an energy force between a mother and a child. And the reason why most kids stay away from their parents, because they know if they get in that environment, if they get in that space of energy, it's going to suck them in. So they don't want to come because they know once I get there, it's going to be hard for me to look my mother in the eye and feel what I'm feeling in my heart. It will melt away anything that the enemy try to put in their heads once they get into your energy. And forget about it if you get a chance to hug them and to look in their eyes. Does that help you any at all?
That does, Dr. Bessie. Thank you so much.
Okay, well, I want you to hold on because I'm going to get Deborah and Cynthia's comments, and then we're going to come back and talk to you some more because I feel like there's another part that I want to bring out because I do know you and I'm not up to, you know, not telling people something that's not true. I want to have an honest conversation with you. And there's another part I want to discuss with you that will, I think, shed a little light on what we're doing here today, if you don't mind.
That's fine.
Okay. I'll be right back to you, Van. Okay, mothers and daughters. I'm telling you, we on to it. How can I get my daughters back into my life? Hold on, and I'll be right back.
How is your mother and daughter relationship? Are you one of the millions of mothers and daughters experiencing difficulties in your relationship and don't know how to put it back together again?
We have good news for you.
The Mother and Daughter Television Network app has finally arrived, and it's designed with you in mind. This amazing app created by Dr. Bessie Fletcher, a Christian clinical psychologist, has worked with mothers and daughters around the world for more than 25 years, helping mothers and daughters reach the pinnacle of success in restoring their relationships, and so can you. Start creating your mother and daughter relationship today. Go to your app store and download the app now.
All right. We're back. Cynthia, what is your take on that? Do you have any advice for Van?
Well, just thinking about the conversation and knowing that I didn't have a relationship with my mother. And so the things that come to mind for me is you have to set realistic expectations for your relationship in the interim that you don't have that relationship that you desire now. You got to learn to pick your battles. You got to learn to forgive and don't expect people, your daughters, to be like you, and what you want ain't necessarily what they want. You have to work on your communication, but I understand it. I hear you saying it's a one-way street at this point, so you don't have a communication as far as an open communication at this point. And then you have to set your boundaries. And what does that mean? Setting your boundaries is simply what you will and will not accept from your daughters, and vice versa. They're gonna determine what they're going to accept from you, and you got to work on your listening skills if you get that opportunity to talk to your daughter and not try to prove your point. Because we often try to explain away why things were the way they were. What's done is done, and it can't be undone. And so you got to determine to move from where you are, not from where you've been. And last but not least, the last thing I would say, you have to determine if you guys can find a common ground, if you can find a common interest, start from that point. That's my take on it. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you, Cynthia. That's good advice there. Let's see what Deborah has to say. Deborah, what do you think on that?
Wow, I tell you, that was an awesome question, Van. And sometimes we as humans want to have the right answer, the right formula, but I believe that a good start over, a good makeover, a good opportunity to say, hey, let's have dinner. Let's not talk about anything that happened 20, 40, 30, 10 years, even yesterday. Let's start from here. What do you like? What's your favorite color? What are you doing your past time? Like you just meeting your daughters. Find ways to, like in a whole marriage, try to rekindle the fire or try to establish things that never was established. It's a ground that it's not always easy to walk on. You got to till the ground before you can drop the seed. In other words, you got to admit that maybe I haven't been all that, or maybe the kids God gave me ain't been all that, because God said we all got some room for growth, anybody down here. And I believe that taking the time to just step back and say, hey, okay, God, you gave them to me. I gave them back to you. Now give me what I need so I could go into this thing with a clean heart and pray that they could forgive me, or whatever it is that they're holding, that they could come to be at this point where we can just start over, Lord, while we got time, while you still allow us to be together, to be as a unit, to be as a family, and help us, Lord, as we try to navigate through this thing called relationship, and help us, Lord, not just help them, Lord, but help us, like all of us, Lord, in this situation. And you know, the Bible says a wise man look over offense. And in closing, I had to look over offense recently with my mother. She did some stuff that is spiritually, it caused me to step back, caused me to look at something, and then I kind of closed down. So I finally, you know, so I'm going to go see her, time permits. And she said, in our dealings, you know, we're out and we laugh, and she said, I thought she was mad with me. I looked right over it. I had, like I didn't even hear, she knew she had did something. So I was just playing what the scriptures say, play like a wise man. I just looked over it because I know she know not what she do, even though she saved. I guess God knows what he's doing. I just let God help me to navigate because I'm trying to establish a relationship too. You know my story. So
So just ask God to give you a jump start, to give you an opportunity to start over, get them back to God, and say, Lord, your word will not come back void. It would accomplish the thing you said it would accomplish. And I'm asking you to give me a fresh start with my girls. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Wow. Good advice. That's good advice. Let's go here. Van, you there?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You know, that was good advice. Both of those gave you strong suggestions, and I was visualizing it. So to all the mothers and daughters out there, I know you all could feel what Deborah Cynthia was saying, because we come from the Word of God, and we're going to make sure that whatever we do, we're going to pray first. And then, of course, Van is a prayer warrior, a woman that knows God, mm-hmm. and we pray together all the time. Even with the best of us, doing the very best that we can, living the best life we can, we are in the Word. The enemy still wants to beat you up, because there's a greatness on you that God has given you an assignment, and he comes after your children. And it's the same thing with God. The enemy is coming after us, the children of God, in order to beat God up. He knows it irritates him for Satan to even come in our space. And that's why he said, we have got to keep our eyes on God. Jesus said, have faith in God. No matter what's going on, we got to know we are children of God, and Satan just trying to get God through us. And you know how we are, mothers. If somebody come after our children, we'll turn heaven and earth over to get them. And I'm going to just leave it like that. That's the nice Christian way to say it. But what I want to ask you, Van, was this. How was your mother and daughter relationship?
I was more the mother. I think that my mom, I was older sibling, and my mother was always out working. She was a single parent most of my life. She was always working, so she was not present. And so with that, I just have, said that how can you, to a certain degree, be a mother if you never saw a mother? And I take a lot of that and I put it into my own space, Dr. Bessie, because I'm like, I was a working mother as well. Even though there was a two-parent home, I was always a working mother. And that is one of the things that, I've heard from my middle daughter, is that you were never there. And and I'm like, but if I had been there, then you would not have had the opportunities to do the things that you did to accomplish what it is and where you are today. But at the same time, I also know and understand that God gave them to me, and I had to give them back. I cannot continue the rest of my life being responsible for all the things, and you're not wanting to hear the reason, or to be an adult and live in an adult world and take on adult responsibilities as to being a parent yourself, because you are parents now. So I know that in this, that I have to not only give an account to myself, and I heard Cynthia say that, you have to be quiet, and that is one of the things that I have learned to, when I do get the opportunity to listen, good or bad, true or not, I've learned to just be quiet in the situation, and it has helped me to just understand better, because I can't change who I am. I cannot change the journey that God has me on. I cannot change them, because I've already raised them, and so I have to be accepting of who they are.
Amen.
And when they get it, then God will allow them to be able to come back to space if we get the opportunity to fix or repair our relationship. So that is what has been kept me moving forward, even in the good and the bad spaces.
Right. And you know what I'm feeling, Van? And I know our time is not the hour time that we have, but I got to get all this in here. And what I'm hearing and feeling is that, what we need to realize, we are based, mothers and daughters, on the scripture. As is the mother, so is her daughter. Ezekiel 16:44. Go to the Bible, look it up. God is telling you, whoever you're being, your daughter is going to pick up on those traits. She's going to be just like you. If you believe anything in the Bible, you got to believe Ezekiel 16:44. As is the mother, so is her daughter. Now, here's Van being a mother to her siblings, her mother working all the time. That's the model that she saw. And what happened? Now, her generation is saying, you were never there. She said her mother was never there. You follow me? As is the mother, so is her daughter. So we as mothers got to look at our relationship and see what we need to do to tweak that. Because we got to make changes. And the good news is you can start right now. And as Cynthia said, don't look back at the past. Don't try to correct it. Like I was telling Dan when she was going to see her daughter, hadn't seen her in 4 years, I said, just shut your mouth. Don't say nothing. Just listen. Because there's nothing you're going to say once a person have a perspective. Let them talk. And you pray. And I tell you, it turned out to be so nice. Now she's communicating the best way that she knows how. Dan, we thank you for coming on today. You have shared your story, and I know mothers and daughters out there around the world is going to lean into you and going to be able to connect and be blessed from that. And we'll have you back on the show. Thank you for coming on.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Bassey. Thank you so much for having us, and you have a great afternoon.
All right, honey. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, mothers and daughters out there, I tell you, whoo, Deborah and Cynthia,
Yes, ma'am.
We got a couple minutes, just a minute or so to wrap up. And what are your take on that? Do you think we met the need there?
I think we met the need. And I really do believe that, you know, we have given some sound doctrines based on scripture. And it's just a matter of like you said, getting them all in the room now that they can actually have the honest conversation.
Okay. Deborah?
Yeah, I just want to expound and give that that scripture when I said, well, I paraphrase, a wise man looks over offense. That was Proverbs 19:11. That really helps me when I'm dealing with my mother-daughter relationship, because in this life, you're going to offend, whether intentionally or unintentionally, it happens. But if you're wise, you look over it for the bigger picture. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's what, and that's the process. The mother and daughter relationship is a process. You can't say we're there, we've made it, or we have the best relationship. My daughter and I, we say every day we're working on it. Every day we've learned to yield. As Christian women, I'm a Christian, she's a Christian. She knows she's a daughter. I know I'm the mother. I don't have to say I because I'm the mother. You know, none of that. We've outgrown that. As Christian women, we've got to look at our daughters. They have children. You've got to look at them as an adult. They are no longer your children. So when we accept our daughters as grown women and look at them and treat them that way, then we can start building on the relationship, and we got to go to the one that says forgive. Thank you guys for sharing with me today. I really, truly appreciate it.
You're so welcome.
All right, audience, we are coming near to the end of the show. It has been an exciting show. It's been fast. I hope that we made it that will help you. But in the meantime, if you will go to Matriarch Now, that's MatriarchNow.com. MatriarchNow.com. Go there, and there's a book that God has there called Good News, God Speaks to Mothers and Daughters. And God wrote that book based on the fact that mothers have said, I wish God had a book that we could just read and find out how to raise our children. Well, it is. It's the Bible. And what he's done, he's taken excerpts out of the Bible to give to you so you can see how and what he wants to do with his children. We'll see you next week.
Welcome to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network, a place where mothers and daughters come to